Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, Diego? Permission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, Dirty Dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Man,
I'm feeling great. I've got one question and one question only. How do you feel? You know what? How you feel is all that really matters. We come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this final hour of the show, we encourage you to send us your target demo Friday input and feedback. Where are you at? How are you listening? And what are you up to? I will read through those coming up here in about 40 minutes from now. So send me your tweets, DA on CBS, and send me your Facebook messages the same way. I'll read through those coming up here for Target Demo Friday. Also this hour, we get your college football picks, and every year we do this. We've done this now for years where we have college football picks going up against Mraz's picks. Once upon a time in the overnight days, it was Kenny Brock of the Wheels of Steel. Then it evolved into James Ward, who also, cool kid James, he was on the Wheels of Steel after Kenny. He also did the college football picks. Then we instituted Huge Freeze for the college football picks last year. And this year, since Huge was banned for life, and a ban is a ban, I am a man of integrity, we are bringing in our maestro of minutia, Super Dave Friedman. Dave Friedman is the voice of the Winthrop Eagles. He's also an Olympic insider and curling enthusiast. And so we feel like he would be the perfect guy to bring in to tackle Mraz in a mano college football picks versus NFL picks. That comes your way in about 15 minutes from now. You just heard John Fast mention in this update that the Houston Texans have a deal on the table, or had a deal on the table, to trade Jadeveon Clowney and a number one draft pick to the Dolphins for left tackle Laremy Tunsil. And the Dolphins said no. Laremy Tunsil is a tremendous offensive lineman, a tremendous left tackle, one of the best in the NFL. And the Dolphins would be getting a big pass rusher in Clowney and a first rounder, and they still said no. Now, here's where I credit the Houston Texans. They're looking at Tunsil as the asset that the Dolphins have that they could get back for Clowney, since it looks like the Dolphins are the team that's hottest on Clowney. But it goes to show you two things. It goes to show you how valuable Laremy Tunsil is to the Dolphins in that locker room. Those guys love him, absolutely love him. And there's been stories that if Tunsil was traded, the locker room would, quote, revolt. It shows you how good Tunsil is, and it shows you Clowney's value isn't that high in the open market. If Clowney and a one, can't get you Tunsil, then it's going to be another high pick. That's what the Dolphins want, another high pick. You're telling me it's Clowney, the number one overall draft pick 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and two number ones, or a number one and a number two? That means that Clowney's value isn't very high. And I think if you are the Houston Texans and you are trading away Clowney and two ones, or a one and a two for a left tackle, you don't do it. I don't think you do it. I think at this point you go, okay, that's how much Tunsil means to the Dolphins. Fine, we would love to have him, but that price is too much. Because if you are the Texans, yes, you want to protect Deshaun Watson, but you don't want to strip this team of three significant assets right now. A number one or a number two, and a bookend pass rusher for J.J. Watt. It's too much. You want to get offensive line help. You want to help out Deshaun Watson. I am absolutely adamant that the Texans should not go down the road of the Colts, which is not protecting Andrew Luck and letting Luck do everything and letting his body get battered and expecting a miracle every Sunday because the supporting cast is not very good. I am adamant that the Texans need to be guarded and make sure they don't do that to their own young quarterback. But two ones or a one and a two and Clowney for a left tackle, you just can't do that if you're the Texans. You can't do it. And the problem is now you've gone too far down the road of trying to shop Clowney. And it sounds like Clowney's really bent about it. And now Clowney might not ever want to play for you again. And now you've made a mess already worse. Good organizations, they don't publicly shop their guys. They don't do it. You don't publicly shop your guys because it only turns them off or turns off other guys in that locker room that are loyal to the player. You do this all privately. You don't let this leak out. You don't let anybody know about it. And yet all of this is happening on your TV screens, on your radio airwaves, on your phone and your Twitter feeds. And that is the wrong way to go by the Texans. But hey, it's what happens when you don't have a GM. Your phone number is 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. Let's play the Rob Gronkowski audio that we have in the tank there, guys, because I want to talk about this. Gronk has done his speaking tour this week. We've spoken earlier in the week about what he talked about, not being able to sleep after the Super Bowl. Injuries have ravaged his body. Mentally, he was in a dark place. And that's why he had to get away not only physically but also mentally. Well, he joined NBC and spoke again about what his body was dealing with and the pain he was dealing with. And here is a pretty jarring quote about head injuries that he has suffered.
No lie, like I felt my head. I used to have liquid. It used to be thick. Like my head used to be thicker, like a centimeter of liquid, whoa, like in some spots, and you feel it. You know, I'd be like, what the heck? And like you could put indents in my head. But now finally I get the right treatments, doing the right things, and it keeps your brain active. And I truly believe I'm just starting where I'm at. If I already got to here and I was that damaged, what if I keep doing it? You know, I could keep going higher and higher and higher, and it's getting addictive in the best way it possibly can. And that's why I truly believe what I went through. I went through all four reasons to make myself stronger in the end.
You know, it's pretty terrifying to hear something like that, that he had swelling around his skull where there was an extra centimeter pushing out around his skull that you could push into it and leave an indentation around Gronk's head. I mean, there might not be a lot in Gronk's head, but still, that's a pretty scary idea. And, you know, I grapple with this because I think a lot of people want to watch football, and certainly I love the game, and I've always loved football, but I grapple with this. People want to rationalize being able to still root for football without feeling guilty by saying, well, yeah, DA, the old guys might have been banged up, and they might have a case against the NFL, but the new guys, they know what they're getting into. And so if you sign up for it now and you get injured down the road, hey, you made that deal with the devil. And I understand that to a degree. But I grapple with this in this way. I don't really think we still know what these guys are dealing with. Do we know there's potential danger? Of course. Can anybody take the football field ever again and think they're not at risk for significant brain injury and bodily harm? Of course not. That toothpaste is out of the tube, as they like to say. The horse is out of the barn. So all these guys know that the risk is there, and it's a significant one. But what happens if, I don't know, 20 years from now, what Gronk was talking about, pressing on the head, indentations in the skull, fluid building up around the skull, leads to something really serious? I mean, we're going to have that soundbite, and it's going to be horrifying. that he's kind of joking about it, and the people in the back are like, wow, man, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. You know, we play the audio for you from Nick Bonaconte earlier in the week. I watched that documentary from HBO Sports on Monday, and I was just taken aback in the wake of the Andrew Luck situation, because Bonaconte breaks down in tears. Now, this is one of the toughest MFers that ever lived in the NFL, middle linebacker, street brawler from the streets, the south end of Springfield, Massachusetts. This was a guy that was undersized, 5'11", and rose to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And here he is upon announcing that he's got CTE and his body is shriveling away, openly weeping and saying, I'm half the man that I used to be. Now, that is gripping. That is heartbreaking. What happens if, you know, down the road that happens to all these guys or a lot of these guys or some of these guys? You know, I think about booing Andrew Luck for the low ankle sprain or the high ankle sprain and people saying it's only a leg injury. Man, I don't ever want to be the guy that questions these guys, the severity of their injuries, and what they feel about their long-term health. Not me. I'm not going to be the guy on record that's like, hey, get back out of the field, man. Come on, you're soft. We had operations back in the day. No. Not me. So, I think we know there's a risk. I think we're all, though, are fans of the game, and that includes myself, are all trying to rationalize not feeling weird about watching the game. Oh, it's safer now. Technology's better. It's such a flag football league. Nobody can hit anymore. They know the risks. I mean, you can do that all day long, but when you hear Gronk say, yeah, you could press your finger into my head and leave a mark, and I was getting 15 minutes of sleep a night, and you've got some players that believe that playing football connected them to Alzheimer's or MS or other, I mean, really serious bodily and mental harm. I don't know if 20 years from now I'm going to feel like, oh, yeah, I mean, those guys just signed up for it. I mean, I don't know if I'll feel very good about saying that now. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Let me just ask this as well. I'm seeing a lot of trash talk on my Twitter feed about Peter Schwartz, who is a former update anchor here on the DA show. Our 2 years doing overnights, 2013 and 2014, Schwartz was our every night, nightly update anchor. And I'm seeing people go after Schwartz. And I'm wondering what he did. I must have missed this over social media. What has he done on Twitter or maybe on the air that I'm missing here? The DA Illuminati tweets, we are listening through all radios from every corner of the country. Most of us will be enjoying adult alcoholic beverages this weekend, chillaxing. I think one of us is going to fight a hurricane, but Schwartz Sports, we are watching you. We have eyes everywhere. And this is just one of many tweets going after Schwartz. Did he come after us? Jonathan tweets, trash Peter Schwartz. What am I missing? I mean, I know we talked about Schwartz putting his kids, pimping them out to the XFL to be XFL merchandise catalog models, but Kaz and Wisco, hashtag trash Peter Schwartz. What am I missing here? Anything beyond that? Because if something is happening behind the scenes, I need to know this. Did Mraz and him get into some type of fight? I need the background here. When we come back, your college football picks with our friend Super Dave Friedman, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Yappy here all day, big boy. Come on, bring it.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Come on, bring it. The DA show every single morning, 9 until noon Eastern time, 6 until 9 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio, but also You can listen to us on your phone if you're outside your normal listening area. You can stream us using the CBS Sports app. I prefer the radio.com app. Also Apple Music. And you can watch the show at watchda.com. I'll be back with you on Monday, Labor Day morning, because we've got a huge college football weekend. Week number one of the college football season. And we had to dip into our cast of thousands to find a college football savant. Because Mraz does his NFL picks every single week, three picks. And every year we've had the DA show, we've had another college football fan either working on the show or a friend of the show doing three college football picks. We always pit that person against Mraz with something on the line. Well, there was an obvious solution to Huge Freeze being banned for life. And that was a guy that you are familiar with. We oftentimes call him the maestro of minutia. He is a curling enthusiast, and he is an Olympic sport maven. He's also a huge college football fan. It's time to debut Super Dave as our college football guest picker this season.
Curling, bobsled, that thing with a gun on skis.
Here's a triple flip. Nicely done.
The DA Show is watching 2,400 hours of coverage, so you don't have to.
Here at Courchevel, the final round of the Large Hill Jumping, the Battle of the Teenagers, is reaching its climax.
It's Super Dave's Best of the Winter Olympics.
It's going to come down to style, I think.
And so that's how it sounded when he was our correspondent for the Winter Olympics. But now he is your correspondent for college football picks, because this man knows Vegas as well as anybody and knows his college football. Dave Friedman joins us this morning on the show. Super Dave, good morning.
Good morning, DA. We are getting a lot of mileage out of that Olympic Open.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But college football is here, and so I want to delve into your picks. Number one, I just want to ask you, how do you feel confidence-wise going up against Mraz, the thictator, the prince of puffiness, for a season-long picks contest?
I'm more concerned taking over for a guy named Huge.
That's understandable. Huge Freeze had a big personality, and he's also physically very huge. So literally big shoes to fill.
Literally big shoes to fill. And we know Mraz has a big mouth to fill. And hopefully we are going to quiet that down this season.
That's right. So let's begin with Oklahoma State and Oregon State as your first game that you are picking. This is a 2-touchdown line in favor of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Where are you leaning?
Well, DA, I think early in the season particularly, and really in college football as a whole, this is a coach's sport. Some programs have a lot more resources. Some programs have really winning traditions. The same coaches win over and over again. And while Jonathan Smith, the second-year head coach of Oregon State, is now a man, he's 40.
Right.
He's facing 53-year-old Mike Gundy, who's 121-59. And even though they weren't good last year, 7-6, 3-6 in the Big 12, they beat two ranked teams, Texas and West Virginia. They also beat Boise State. They beat Missouri in a ball game. I just think this is a mismatch. I know that Oklahoma State has a new offensive coordinator. I know they have a couple of new QBs. But this is Oregon State we're talking about. They played in that daunting Pac-12 last year and went 1-8, 0-9 2 years ago. Their season win total is 2. Last year they beat Southern Utah and Colorado in overtime. Those were their two wins. They might be better. They forced a grand total of 8 turnovers last year. I think this is a mismatch. I like Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State laying the 2 touchdowns on the road tonight in Corvallis. Next up is the Boise State-Florida State game. This one was interesting. It was supposed to be in Jacksonville. Instead, because of the hurricane, they have moved this on campus to Tallahassee. What's the line of this? Because I've seen it taken off the board a bunch of places because they've changed where the venue was.
Yeah, I've seen it anywhere from Boise plus 6 to Boise plus 7. I think the perception is because it went from quote-unquote neutral to quote-unquote home, that's good for Florida State. I don't really think that's the case. They had to refund all the tickets in Jacksonville. People are pretty concerned about the hurricane down there. The game is now being played at noon. All of the changes in logistics are on a Florida State standpoint. Boise State's taking the charter wherever it goes, to Jacksonville or to Tallahassee. Meanwhile, Florida State is changing their plans. They got to get people in there. They've got the Jacksonville crowd. They're refunding tickets to. Some of them may come. Some of them may not come. And, oh, by the way, Florida State's been bad the last couple of years. They were 5-7 last season. Boise State wins 9 or 10 games every single year. And Boise State has a true freshman quarterback, Hank Bachmeyer, that our friend Pete Thamel thinks is really Kellen Moore-like, is kind of the next guy in that long lineage of Boise State quarterbacks. Yeah, maybe this isn't a 12-0 Boise State team, but you look at Willie Taggart, 16-20 at Western Kentucky, 24-25 at South Florida, 7-5 at Oregon, 5-7 at Florida State. What makes him such a genius?
I don't know if anybody's called him a genius, though. So you like Boise State. Do you like him plus the 7 or just at the 6?
Well, I would. You would always want 7 more than 6, but you know the line is what the line is. I certainly would hope to get the touchdown. I'll tell you this, CA. I think Kendall Briles, the new offensive coordinator for Florida State, will make a difference. He's been successful at Baylor and FAU and at Houston, but that's not a system that day one clicks perfectly. It's going to take a little bit of time. This should be an improved Florida State team, but Boise State has been so consistent over a decade. Why would they not play well in this game?
Okay, so you like Boise State plus the touchdown, and now USC and Fresno State. This one being played in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. USC nearly a 2-touchdown favorite. I'm seeing them laying 13.5. Where are you going here?
This is just an unbelievable coaching mismatch. You have a guy that's going to be fired in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, month, whatever it is. And Jeff Tedford, the winningest coach in Cal history, who recruited Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers there, who showed up at Fresno State, took over a program that was in bad, bad shape, and said back-to-back 10-win seasons. Tedford is the only coach in FBS history to take a team that had lost 10 games, and then win 10 in each of the next 2 seasons. He's been the best coach in the country the last 2 years against the spread, 21-6-1. He's 8-0 as an underdog against the spread the last 2 years. 5 of those games, he's won straight up. Now, Fresno loses a lot. Their quarterback is gone. They have new wide receivers. But last year, it wasn't the offense that won game for Fresno State. It was the defense. They only gave up 14 points a game. They were number one in the country in red zone defense. And USC, just like Florida State, new offensive coordinator, Graham Harrell, new system, air raid, going to take a little bit of time. All of the pressure is on Southern Cal. Pressure on Clay Helton? No, thank you.
All right, Super Dave has his first week of picks in Oklahoma State laying the 14, Boise State getting the touchdown, Fresno State getting the 13.5. We'll do this every single week and match it up against Mraz's NFL pick. Super Dave, nice job in week one, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, wish we had talked yesterday. I was 16-0 on the opening day.
No, you weren't. Thanks, bud.
Take care.
Dave Friedman joining us this morning on the DA Show. You're going to get a lot of good information, a lot of good intel from Dave. You know, Robbie was kind of, he was really entertaining, obviously a guy that was a really good lounge singer, but you kind of knew that the picks were kind of a mess. You're going to get really good picks from Dave. This is going to make this competition very interesting over the course of this fall, because Mraz is going to have, he's going to have a heavyweight to go up against. So I'm asking for background on the Schwartz situation. Apparently a bunch of our listeners are really up against Schwartz on social. And what I'm gathering is that somebody came after Schwartz about the whole free merchandise from the XFL, begging for free merchandise from the XFL. And Schwartz says on Twitter, I didn't block this guy right away. Apparently, somebody came after Schwartz and Schwartz blocked him on Twitter. I tried to have a conversation with him and then he brought my family into it, so that's when I blocked him. He was insulting me about the XFL, and for the record, I purchased new XFL gear this past Saturday when it went on sale. Schwartz went on to say, I don't have any tolerance for cursing, so once he did that, I was done with him. He made a really nasty comment about my kids, which is funny because his profile picture on Twitter is one of whom I presume is his daughter. This has gotten a little intense here. There's some vulgarity, calling out kids, the free merchandise stuff. I'm going to keep you abreast of this situation, but I think we're going to have to launch an E60 investigation into this, a DA60. What truly happened behind the scenes between Schwartz and our listeners? Because everybody seems to be trashing Schwartz, and he's persona non grata. And I don't know, the bouncers at the front of the mothership said, you can't come in. You're on the banned list. So maybe we have Richard Justice, Bobby Valentine, Joey Chestnut, Huge Freeze, and Peter Schwartz now all banned. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to dig deeper into this. But when we come back, we've got your Target Demo Friday. We'll read through all of your Target demos, which I'm excited about. Coming up here next, haven't been able to do this in a bunch of weeks. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
We all had to take health and gym.
Remember when you
not
said...
Not choir. Not Adele. Josh Groban, not Adele.
You said that's for Vegas knockoffs. This whole thing started because you're a Vegas knockoff lounge karaoke star.
I am the adult contemporary Huge Freeze. Stop.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for being with us. Great Friday show today. Had a ton of fun. If you want to hear it again, or maybe you missed some of it, you can always listen to it in podcast form. iTunes, radio.com, cbssportsradio.com, our website, and all places podcasts are available. Plus, the PGP is out. That includes a permission granted profile with Courtney, the first lady of Trash Tuesday. A really fun conversation between her and Mraz. And I go back over and dissect my trip to London with the Bourbon Bells. That's all available this week as part of the Permission Granted podcast. Our listeners, the D-Aliens, have their fangs out for Schwartz, Peter Schwartz, our former update anchor. And our next caller was the man that apparently got involved with Schwartzo. Who do we have on the line? Rob is next up here on the DA show. Okay, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How are you? Rob in the 3-2-1. Getting
Rob,
ready for Hurricane Dorian.
Rob in the 3-2-1. We don't have a ton of time before Target Demo Friday, so just give me the background on you and Schwartz on the tete-a-tete.
Well, I figured nobody was going to call him out on always asking for free stuff, so I said, all right, I'll do it. And so there was a little heated exchange. Yes, I confess. That was me. I called him out on it. I may have used the word pimping out of kids, and he goes, I would never do that. Then I said, quote, you could have my kids for modeling for the merchandise catalog that will never go to print. So yes, that was me. It was a joke. We like to joke with the D-Aliens. Can we all get a beam up?
Yeah, okay, that doesn't seem too bad. Now Schwartz got apparently bent out of shape about this.
Yeah, I think so. I think some of the other D-Aliens were coming to my defense and backing me up on this. No free stuff.
Well, that's an interesting interpretation. Okay, well, thanks for the background there, Rob, in the 3-2-1. I mean, we all know that Schwartz has received plenty of free stuff via the kids, but interesting, Schwartz has now tweeted, I never use my kids to get free stuff. Am I offered stuff? Yes. Guilty as charged, but I'm sent things for myself too. Just another reason why sometimes Twitter is a cesspool. Schwartz said, it's okay. People can say whatever they want. I just do my thing. I'm not involved with that show anymore whatsoever. All right. Well, I think the only thing we can do is send the Peacekeeper Mraz to make things way worse. So we'll probably do that next week. Let's get to your Target Demo Friday, boys and girls.
It's a 3-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
Diablo Bandito tweets, I'm listening to you guys on the road, 106.1 in Richmond, VA, trying to finish work early and start my Labor Day week, and I'll be grilling burgers, sausages, and drinking some brewskis this weekend. You guys have a great Labor Day. How many beers ago? About 1,000. John tweets, I'm at work listening on Sirius XM channel 206, preparing for a meeting, and then it's off to the extended Labor Day weekend. Hashtag zap zap. Well done, John. Boomer tweets, I'm watching the show for a change instead of the radio at 96.3 in Erie, PA. And I have to say, DA, put on some GD weight. Join the food team or something. I need to eat like this. I need to eat like this. Boomer, you know, I try to keep myself in decent shape because I feel like Mraz handles the being overweight part of the show really well. So I'm just going to let him handle that. But I appreciate your concern if I'm wasting away. John tweets, I'm listening from beautiful Sam Parr State Park in Southern Illinois. Camping with my beautiful wife and my faithful dog, listening on TuneIn Radio. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend, guys. Well, thank you, John. Moose tweets, I'm listening in Beaumont, Texas, 1510 a.m. If Oregon loses tomorrow, another down year for the Pac-12. Arizona, UCLA already lost to non-Power 5 schools, and they want more national exposure. Please! You're not a good look for the Pac-12 on night number one of college football. John tweets, I'm in Florida. I'll be spending my weekend preparing for another hurricane by updating my hurricane party soundtrack, stocking up on libations and snacks, and dusting off the old battery-operated radio so we can listen to football when the power is out. Hashtag little wet, little drippy. That is really wet and really drippy. But good to hear that you're making the best out of a bad situation there, guys. I knew you guys would be resourceful. Jonathan tweets, the mothership is back on a Friday. Listen to Sirius XM 206, day two of a road trip in Norco, California to Omaha, Nebraska. Planning to stop at Amarillo for some big Texan steak. Glad to have you back for a Target Demo Friday. Hashtag trash Peter Schwartz. Now, a road trip from California to Nebraska doesn't oftentimes take you through Amarillo, Texas. That's a hell of a drive. That's big time. We've got Jeff, my friend Jeff Turiel, tweeting in. Known him for a long time. Tuned into my Delta flight via TuneIn app and WVGM in Lynchburg listening to the show. Well done, Jeff. How about that? We're on Delta via the TuneIn. I love it. Brandon tweets, hello from Tacoma, Washington. Listening on my Echo Dot, getting ready for work and going to the Weezer concert this weekend. Hashtag, can I get a beam up? Zach in Wisco is in southwestern Wisco. Finishing up the day of work before a huge weekend. Badgers tonight. Wife's B-Day tomorrow. Labor Day Monday. Grilling three of the next four nights. Burgers and brats for the game. Pulled pork tomorrow. Ribs Monday. Hashtag you need to eat like this, Zach. That sounds delicious. Hemsky in Tucson. Morning, DA. Listening to the Radio.com app. For you guys on the Mothership Tour stop in Providence, Rhode Island. Going to be watching Manchester U tomorrow morning. Pool time, and of course, some cold brews. Hashtag Trash Peter Schwartz. Hashtag Cheapskate. Hashtag XFL Kids Models. Rob, the 321, who just called up. He's working hard in Cocoa Beach, listening to 1560 The Fan, getting ready for the Holy Beast Hurricane Dorian. All done with the prep so I can get a beam up. And by the way, tell Schwartz I said hello. Hashtag I will beat Dorian. Iceman77, listening on the CBS Sports Radio app in between classes in Florence, South Carolina. Started my morning with my wife and the doctor for our first ultrasound images of the baby. Then wrap up late morning classes and brace for NASCAR crowds as they flood my Darlington Raceway. Nice job, man. Iceman, congratulations. Love to hear it. That's a true diaper D-alien. Ryan tweets, I'm in Erie, PA, listening through the Sirius XM app on my iPhone while reading gas meters. Hashtag glad you're here on a Friday. So am I. This feels good. Kevin tweets, I'm listening live for a change all week. I'm at home on vacation, Louisiana, on the radio.com app. Hashtag beam me up. Zap, 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 baby. Daniel tweets, I'm running my sanitation route, listening on 93.1 in Boise. The ticket, cannot wait for the Boise State game tomorrow. Our man, Super Dave, said take Boise in the points plus the 7. He likes Boise State in this matchup. We have so many of the Target Demo Fridays coming in that I love this. Great job, everybody. I really appreciate you guys just slamming the Facebook and slamming the Twitter all morning long on the Target Demo Friday. I was worried that maybe you guys would have forgotten how this game works, but you guys have come correct this morning. Hans tweets in, DA. Actually, Moose tweets in, DA. Already fall-like weather in Wisconsin. Catching the show, podcast form as usual. Is it just me or does it feel like there hasn't been a Target Demo Friday in months? I'm not sure why, dot, dot, dot. Getting through one more day and then four off. Too early to switch to autumn beers? I think not. Okay, I get it. I've been gone every Friday for a while now, but we are now back. Regularly scheduled programming. I'm in Labor Day Monday morning. We're breaking down college football, and then you got me for 6 days every single week from here through the end of football season, because I got Sunday morning football starting next week as well. So I got the picture. And that's your Target Demo Friday. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico, 855-212-4227. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all, geico.com. O'Reilly Ask the Pros question of the day. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Tim in Northern Florida asks, DA, what do you think about my Dolphins' decision to start Ryan Fitzpatrick over Rosen? Does this seem to make any sense to you? It does not. No, it does not. I said this to open up the show. I think this is a mistake. The entire season should be about assessing Josh Rosen. And just because you have a tough early part of the schedule doesn't mean you don't want to assess him against those tough teams. Ryan Fitzpatrick is 36 years old and a turnover machine. He's not part of your future. After the year is over, you might have the pick, if you're picking one, two, or three, of Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Jake Fromm, or somebody else. You need to know whether Rosen's your guy because you will have the option for another guy. Protecting him from the tough teams, the big bad NFL, doesn't help you get there. And you're not trying to win games anyway. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. We had a caller dial us up and say he had a problem in a fantasy draft and a wedding he didn't want to go to. What to do? Here is your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I always start my phone call off, and I know you know from the past. I just have to say, you know, Mraz is fat.
Fat, fat, fat. Fat.
So I have a wedding I've got to go to on Saturday at 2, and the reception's at 4. And I can't stand weddings. I'm just kind of a guy's guy when it comes to it.
It's wedding season, kid.
Okay, I need some questions answered here. Number one, how close are you to the couple that's getting married?
They expect me to be there. They're like family. Yeah. I've got a fantasy football draft. I've been invited. It's one of those ones where you have to go to it. The draft. It starts at 6 on Saturday.
This is completely against the rules. You have a wedding and a reception to seal the deal, period. There's no overtime.
So your decision on the fantasy draft is perhaps to go to the ceremony at 2 and then bug out, not go to the reception afterwards, and just go to the fantasy draft?
Either there, show up and be there shortly. I mean, you know.
Well,
what I mean?
If it's an hour and a half away, that means you'd have to leave at 4:30 with a 4 o'clock start time of the reception?
Yeah. And you be can't rude for coming in and cutting out with these people, like your family.
Yeah, a half hour.
Rude, am I rude or what? What's going on?
Rule number 76, no excuses, play like a champion.
If you are not at the fantasy draft, what happened? They just automatically draft for you?
Oh, and it gets better. I'm cooking the wings and the drumsticks for the reception today. I'm the guy cooking part of the food for the reception.
Well, then you've done your part. To me, if you go to the ceremony at 2 and you've cooked for the reception and you're there at the reception to deliver the wings for the reception and you stay for a half hour, I think you have fulfilled your commitment to them.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
You've done your part there, and that's where the wife steps in. She's got to... She's going to take the flag from you there. Thanks to Sam Rubinoff, executive producer of the DA Show, a diaper D-alien. Billy Giacalone on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan, Wizard of Watch DA. And John Fasten, your headlines. Thanks to WPRO in Providence for hosting us today. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.